Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, everyone. Oh, we have been having a marvelous and wonderful time in this Gospel Explosion Revival. Glory to God. We welcome you to Divine Connection. Divine Connection Gospel Explosion. Praise God. And our theme is Your Faith Will Go on Trial. Praise the Lord. But don't panic, but be encouraged. Bless the Lord. It's been marvelous, been wonderful. We pray, glory to God, that any that have heard from Monday night all the way up until Friday and climax and closing on Sunday, that those that have heard before tonight, that you've been richly blessed because the Lord has blessed us. We've ate filet mignon. We did not have, glory to God, potato chips and hot dogs. Those women brought the word out of their spirit. God just blessed and moved. Miraculous. The word was so powerful, and it was a feast, no flesh on parade. Nobody exalting themselves. No, glory to God, puffed up spirits. Just the anointing. It was just so powerful. Life-changing transformation, glory to God, taking place. Hallelujah. While the word was coming forth. So we bless the Lord tonight. Praise God. And looking forward to none other than a greater move of God each night as we keep going higher, higher, and in deeper in depth in the Lord and to realms, glory to God, in the spirit of greater dimensions. It has been such a move of God. Now, bless the Lord. We're having none other than Pastor Betty Pugh out of Columbia, South Carolina. And I know, glory to God, her spirit is full and ready, glory to God, to deliver like a woman, glory to God, the need to deliver a baby that sometimes even feeling like it's so heavy that it's overdue. But nevertheless, I thank God for each night, for each one of them. God bless and handpicked, and they have not, glory to God, come no less than what God has said and given them for us. So we praise God, bless the Lord. We thank God for this Friday night, evangelistic night. Every night has been, glory to God. So we bless God for all that God has done and doing, and praise the Lord, amen. Praise God. I'm going to give another minute or two, a couple of minutes. That's all it will take before I get ready to do the prayer. Not the prayer. Lord, I pray not. But it was not before I have to, not have to. But, you know, how she getting tired tongue is I'm just been excited all day, but all week. But today I've been well rested after a while. But now it's time to even come in the presence of the Lord with this hearing the word tonight. I look like I'm just getting overexcited. So bless the Lord. Nevertheless, I want to read this to you real quickly because usually I do a little reading or exhortation while I'm waiting for others to come on the line. And that's only take about 2 or 3 minutes. So, and that way we're going to go immediately. We start on time every night. So we're just going to keep it flowing. Praise God. I pray that Brother Black, I'm going to make sure that he's on board tonight so we can go right on into when I say it's time for prayer. And if he's not, and if Pastor Bird, and I had it mixed up last night, but if Pastor Bird, oh, well, Brother Black is here, so you don't have to worry about that. He is. I was going to say she'll be the backup tonight. Bless the Lord. Oh, glory to God. As I said, we already welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, and for those that joined us, just joined us, your faith will be on trial, and we know that's daily. And glory to God, and if we wasn't understanding or didn't comprehend, you know, what was taking place as we were on this journey for Christ, bless the Lord, then some things have been said this week to enlighten you, to fortify, to bring awareness, to bring correction, to bring encouragement. It's been marvelous. Praise God. We have to use the power and authority, glory to God, that Jesus has given us. Change our perspective on how we see our trials. The Word, the Holy Spirit, and the name of Jesus and the name of Jesus, the enemy has to flee. Devil trembles at the name of Jesus. Submit yourselves to the Lord and resist the devil, and he has to flee. Be sober and be vigilant and alert. Bind him up and let not fear Glory to God. Let fear know it's not welcome here. We have to have priority in prayer, because that's communication with the Lord. Praise God, as we navigate through these uncharted waters. Keep your faith strong. Build your faith and your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father. Before the storm, you can't build a house in the storm. Glory to God. So we got to make preparation in our relationship prior to. If you could, it would be on a foundation of sand. Build your house on the rock of Jesus. The devil, the enemy, is about producing doubt. Glory to God. And he came to steal, kill, and destroy, as John 10:10 says, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Faith is confidence, not feelings, not feelings. Faith takes the toil or struggle out of your life. Faith out of your life. Faith in God and in his word. Faith is the assurance and the title deed. Glory to God. Of what we're believing God for, even though we don't see it. Amen. And that's Hebrews 11:1, the touching there. Faith is the ability of God in us to overcome any obstacle, situation, or circumstances. Bill Winston said, faith sees what hasn't been manifested yet. Now to him that is able to keep, to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what you, me, or any of us can ask, think, or even comprehend, to him be glorified. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. Stay focused. We pray. Say, Lord, I want to be a Christian, or like Jesus in our hearts. That's what we say, but don't want to suffer anything. No test, no testimony, no crown. Except God build a house, those that labor, labor in vain. Build your house on the rock of Jesus. All this week in the revival. Glory to God. Our hearts have burned. Glory to God with the anointing of the word being revealed. Glory to God and encouraged and enlightened. Praise the Lord. Faith is about our, it was about, the word came even on the first night, and I'm going to have it all mixed up a little bit in the mix. Faith was about telling us about our assignment. Nobody else can do our assignment that we do. Glory to God. Only God, whatever he assigned you to do. It was talked about intimacy with God and the covenant with him and keeping covenant. Don't panic. Fear not to be named among us as children of God, for panic, doubt, and fear. Being faithful to God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Resting in him. Being steadfast, not wavering, knowing the ability of God. He was calling us to maturity. Resting, doubt, panic. Know where your help comes from, and focus on trusting the Lord. As the word of God tells us to look to the hills will come at our help, realize our help coming from him. And through this pandemic, it's even brought up, even to glory to God, we got to trust the Lord. Glory, keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. The Lord is our shepherd. Oh, that was talked about even for a couple of nights, and it was broken down so powerfully. Oh, God, the Lord is our shepherd. Trust in him. When you can't trace him, glory to God, worry is like a rocking chair, rocking, going nowhere. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the women of God all week. Thank God for Pastor Dr. Dorsey last night out of Psalms 23, talking about the Lord, the shepherd, has us in his hands. And she broke down the word so powerfully in so many dimensions and so forth. Like, we just thank God for the power of his anointing and what he has done in these women of God and how he has moved. And praise God. We're thanking God tonight. It's going to be another great move of God as well. Praise the Lord. We're thanking God. It was something I just wanted to say for a minute. I think we're about ready now to do that scripture. Blessed be the Lord that comforts us. 2 Corinthians, she talked about, take comfort always there by a quiet stream, looking after us, feeding us. She talked about how even when the children of Israel been disobedient and this, that, and the other, but they were crying out, glory to God, for, of course, for, I guess, just like now, a Savior. But in the meantime, the Lord gave Moses some instructions and asked, glory to God, harden the heart of Pharaoh. But in the meantime, the children of Israel, after God had brought them through the Red Sea and everything, and being on the other side, they still were murmuring, complaining, and being disobedient and rebellious. But as she said, the Lord is my shepherd. He, glory to God, still supplied all their needs. Their shoes didn't wear out. The clothes and so forth didn't wear out. He fed them, glory to God. He made provision for them. And I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. There is none like him. Bless the Lord. And all different things she talked about, the provision of Christ. That's enough for now. But bless the Lord. We're going to prepare ourselves now for the reading of the scripture. And then we're going to have Brother Black, praise God, will pray. As soon as he prays, then I'm going to do introduction of the speaker, and we are going to let Pastor Betty, glory to God, move forward and whatever God has given her to say for and speak into our hearts, the breaking of the bread of life in the name of Jesus. So we bless God. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to make sure that I have the right scripture for that. 1 Peter 4:12-13. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeals among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. And I'm going to now bless the Lord and open the lines for our brother. That wasn't the one that I intended. Another one, but bless God, we're going to move right along. We're going to open the lines for none other than Brother Black out of Connecticut. He's going to go ahead and pray a brief prayer tonight for glory to God before our speaker comes on. Brother Black?
Hallelujah. God bless everybody. Thank God for the first of my life, Pastor Hubbard and all the other apostles and prophetess and pastors, evangelists and teachers and everybody in there under the sound of my voice. I thank God for you. Father God, we just thank you for another day. We thank you. We lift you up. You're the Lord of Lords and you're the King of Kings. If you can't do it, it cannot be done. God, we thank you for the spoken word in advance that has came hot off the press. God, not a fresh revelation that you know, but a fresh revelation we never heard before. We thank you for it. We receive it in our tails and hearts, God. Oh, God, the grounds of soil, God, just waiting, God, to hear your word, God. And we speak life into every dead situation. We speak life over the airways for unto the hearers, God. Lord, let them be healed. Let swollenness come down. Sicknesses and diseases, God. Lord, any ailment, God, in the ligaments and bones, God, as the woman of God speak, God, hallelujah, send your angels to heal, send your angels to bless, God. Lord, let this be a manifestation like never before, God. Thank you for the word, Lord, that has been brought from the beginning of the week all the way unto this day. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord, and it does get greater, God. We believe your word. We speak it. We decree it. We declare it, God. We launch out into the deep, expecting now in Jesus' name, God. Lord, as you fill it to overflow, God, continue to bubble over her, God. And thank you for that every word that proceedeth out of her mouth be your words and not hers. We thank you, Lord. She is a woman of God, and you have given her a mantle. We appreciate you, God. And Lord, it's your time, God, to show forth your glory through her. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Glory be unto the Most High. Praise God. Bless the Lord. As I introduce Pastor Betty Pugh, praise God, Sister Cassandra from the church will render a selection, and then after that, the next voice you will hear is Pastor Betty. at this time, bless the Lord. I just want to let you know, glory to God, that we are another vessel that coming before us that seek the face of the Lord and that is anointed and will sincerely, glory to God, listen to his voice, obey what his voice is saying. She is, glory to God, a pastor over Warriors of Truth, Warriors of Truth Ministry. We thank God for a desire with a fire in her to obey the voice of God. We thank God for stirring up the gifts on the inside of her. We thank God, glory to God, that I've known her for quite some time, glory to God, over the years and just seen the manifestation as God has blessed her to be the shepherd that is really concerned about the flock. So I pray God's blessings upon her. I thank God, glory to God, for what he's doing in her life and pray that she continue to be steadfast in the faith. We thank God for the boldness that she has, but a spirit of humility because she's in a place in that she want to hear the voice of God to do what the Spirit of the Lord has given her for the body of Christ and, glory to God, as being under shepherd as well. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I should have been tuned in to put Cassie's number back in the phone. So, bless the Lord. Pastor Betty going to have to help me out again. I didn't mark Cassandra's number. So, could you tell me the last four digits?
5634.
Okay, right just above your studio. I have it. Praise the Lord. At this time, you will hear none other than Sister Cassie after Cassandra, and soon as both of those her name, but given name, Cassandra. And as Sister
yes.
Cassandra sings that selection, yes. Then none other than that, you are going to hear our speaker for tonight to minister into our hearts. Looking forward, glory to God, with anticipation and expectancy. Bless God. At this hour, at this time, Sister Cassandra, you may have the floor.
Praise God. Praise God. I count it a privilege and an honor to be before you all again tonight. The song that I have for you today, it reminds me of a quote that Pastor Betty would say to us often in times past. That quote is, "Everything must come subject to the Spirit of Yahweh." It reminds us that God is always in charge. He's a sovereign God and he's in control. So I pray that you're blessed by this song on this evening. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. These are the days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sword. Still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice, year of jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise, yes. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are all white in the world, and we are the laborers that are in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Say, behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice, year of jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice, year of jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice, year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice, year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord God, we bless your name today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We just pray that you just have your way in the midst of us today, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. I give you all the honor and the glory. Because these are the days of Elijah, and you are soon to come, hallelujah, and we got so much work to do to prepare for your coming. So it's time for us to get out of ourselves, get off into the spirit, and do your will, hallelujah. I just pray right now, Lord God, that you just have your way with me. I decrease so that you can increase in me. Have your will. Let nothing come forth other than what you would have me to say, Lord God. I want to be like Jesus. I want to say what I hear my Father say, and I want to do what I see my Father do. So right now, Lord God, I ask that you sanction this word. I ask that you open up the ears and the hearts, and we have ears to hear what you're saying and hearts to receive. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God. Hallelujah. Cassie, I thank you for that song. God bless you, my dear. In the name of Jesus. To begin with, I want to acknowledge our minister, BJ. In Hebrews 10 and 25, it says, we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves as believers for worship and instruction, but we are to encourage one another, and all the more faithfully as we see the day of Christ's return is approaching. And we can look around us and see that he is soon to come. The signs are all there in the name of Jesus. So right now, Minister BJ, I want to thank you and whoever had a hand in this revival, for the will of God is being done. God bless you for your obedience, and may he continue to richly bless you. My subject is about obedience. Our theme is your faith will go on trial, but don't panic. Be encouraged. Obedience, and I'm using my scripture from Luke 11 and 28. It says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Jesus said, and this is John 14 and 15, Jesus said, if you love me, my commandments. He's saying, if you love me, obey my commandments. God's will is in his word. I'm going to start in Genesis 22. 2 and 12, and I'm going to slow down a little bit. We see Abraham's faith on trial here. God tell Abraham to take take Isaac, and this is the son of his promise, and offer him to him as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains. And he told Abraham, I'm going to tell you which one to go to. And the scripture says that Abraham got up early in the morning. He got Isaac ready. He got the wood ready for the burnt offering, and he had two of the young men to go with him to the place which God had told him. Abraham didn't tarry. He got busy obeying the word of God. The Bible says on the third day, Abraham saw the place afar off. For 3 days, Abraham had to go with his son and had to endure the thought of sacrificing his beloved son, the son of his old age, the son that God promised him and gave to him. Wonder what was possibly going through Abraham's mind. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Not your only child, but any of your children. And God say, give that child back to me. No, no, no. Use that child as a burnt offering. Well, you're going to lay it on the altar and set it on fire. Can you imagine the thoughts was going through Abraham's mind? Can you imagine what the devil was speaking to his mind? Because you know when we are going through, the enemy really comes. Because like a good angel on the left side and that demon on the right, where the angel going to be on the right side and the demon on the left side. And they both speak into your mind. And that one on the left side voice is always louder than the one on the right side voice. Can you imagine the things that he was saying? And Abraham has already, he's believing God because he's getting up, he's being obedient to God's word. So he's on his way with Isaac. So obviously, if he's so busy about it and the Bible didn't say he tarry at all, the Bible didn't say he was going through any changes, so he was believing, he was believing the word of God and he was moving in faith. But the enemy was right there. He was right there. You know he's right there because you got to remember, Abraham was just like me and you, flesh and blood. So even though he believed God, where we know that Satan comes to rob, to kill, and destroy, and he comes to take whatever God has given to us, anything he can hinder that God is saying or doing, he's right there. So Abraham is moving along. This is the third day. The Bible also says that in Corinthians 10 and 5, that we must cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So I'm going to believe that that's exactly what Abraham was doing. For everything that Satan said, he counteracted with the word of God. And he had to only go from what he's been through, and God has moved miraculous for him because he got Isaac. Remember when Jesus had fasted 40 days, and the Bible said he was a hunger, and he was up there. Satan had him on the highest pedestal, and he kept giving him questions. He kept trying to test him. And Jesus refuted everything he said with the word of God, with the word, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Everything he said, everything Satan came with, Jesus came back with the word of God. So we have to be obedient to the word of God because that's our weapon, the word of God, believing the word of God, trusting the word of God, and using the word of God, acting upon the word of God. Abraham told the two young men that was with him to stay there when they got to that place, to stay there and watch the donkey while he and Isaac go and worship God and come back. There we see Abraham speaking those things that he wasn't even sure of, as if they were. Now, he had faith, but he still didn't know what God was going to do when he took Isaac to the top. He just believed, because he was the father of faith. He believed that this is mine, and I'm believing God. I'm believing God. So as Abraham and the boy went up, Isaac got curious. He said, "Well, Daddy, we got the wood. Where's the sacrifice?" Abraham's response was, "God will provide." Hallelujah. Oh, glory. God will provide whatever our need is. We must believe that he's going to provide it. Whatever we have to have, God is going to provide it. How he's going to provide it is not up to us to know. We just need to know that he is going to provide it. And that's what Abraham said to Isaac. As a matter of fact, he said God will provide a lamb for himself. God's going to provide his own lamb. Abraham's faith was even extended, even longer, and they kept on going. Abraham went through every step to sacrifice his son. He had even bound Isaac down and laid him on the altar with a knife in his hand and a stretched back when he heard the voice of one of God's angels saying, "Abraham, Abraham." And when he heard him, Abraham said, "Here am I." Can you imagine the relief he felt, even though he believed with all his heart that God was going to do it, that he did not have to kill his son. He did not have to slay, and he did not have to give Isaac up as a sacrifice. But God always got a ram in the bush, and that's just what he had for Abraham. He had a ram in the bush because of Abraham was obedient by faith. He trusts God. He believes God's word and his promise to him. Because you got to remember what God said to Abraham before Isaac came. In Hebrews 11 chapter, the 17th through the 19th verses, in the Amplified, it says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was put to the test, while the testing of his faith was still in progress, had already bought Isaac for an offering. He who had gladly received and welcomed God's promise was ready to sacrifice the son of promise, whom God through Isaac said, 'Shall your descendants be called?'" So in obedience to God and his word, Abraham prepared to sacrifice Isaac. Abraham believed God would raise Isaac from the dead, which figuratively speaking, he did. Abraham did not panic, but he was encouraged by his faith in God, which produced his obedience. When we really trust God, when we have faith in God, we're obedient to God because we know that we know that we know. It's like sitting in a chair. We don't shake a chair before we sit in it. We don't check out the legs. We just sit down because we have faith in it. It's a seat that's going to hold us. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 In the fifth chapter of Luke, we see it begins that there's a multitude of people that are pressed about Jesus, to hear the word of God as he stood by a lake. And there were some fishermen off into the lake, but they wasn't on the boat. They were out washing their nets. They had been out fishing all night and hadn't caught one fish, nothing. So Jesus went out and asked if they could get in, could he get into one of the boats. So Jesus got into one of the boats, and the boats were Simon Peter's boats, and Jesus asked him to push away from the bank. So Peter did it. He pushed away from the bank, and Jesus sat down, and he continued to teach and preach to the people. After he was through speaking and teaching to the people, he told Peter to launch out into the deep and let the net down for a catch. Well, Simon Peter answered and said to him, "Master, we've been fishing out here all night and caught nothing." Now, now we must remember that Peter was a fisherman. This was his trade. Fishing was his business. This is what he did. But he said, "Nevertheless, at your word, I will let my net down." Now, in the beginning, now Peter was familiar with Jesus. In the beginning, when Jesus told him to cast his net down, instead of Peter saying, "Okay, yes, I'll do it," he said, "Master, we've been fishing all night long." He started giving him excuses. But his faith kicked in. His obedience kicked in, I'll put it that way. He said, "But nevertheless, we will cast our nets down here." And they did. And when they cast the net down, it was so much fish that he had to call for help. And it was still so much fish that it filled both of the boats, and they started to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, and he confessed that he was a sinner. And he became a follower of Jesus. But check this out. So because of Peter's obedience, three things happened. The first thing was when he allowed Jesus to get in his boat and pushed away from the shore, the multitude of people that was pressing around Jesus all was able to hear and see him now. So they all was blessed because they could see him clearly and they could hear his words. And you know, the Bible says everywhere he went, there was healing. So those that was out there was hearing the word probably got healed too. So they was blessed. The second thing that happened was when he launched out and caught the great multitude of fish, a supernatural haul came from him obeying the word of God. It was more fish than they probably ever caught in a night. And the third thing that happened from Peter's obedience was that he, James, and John became the first disciples of Jesus. They went, they left everything. They docked the boats, they left everything right there, and they went and followed Jesus. Greater blessings come when we are obedient to God's word. It's like planting a seed that multiplies. It multiplies. What have God asked you to do and you didn't quickly react? Or were you like Peter and said, "But God," and eventually didn't? We never know what's going to be. When God asks us to do something, it's always for us, but it's always a greater blessing for someone else also. The blessings that God sent from obedience are in abundance. Just like with Peter and with Abraham and his son Isaac. He said, "Count the stars in the sky, the sands on the beach." But Abraham was obedient. And when God testing our faith, he's seen how sincere we are, or just how much we love him. It's like a mother and a father and a child. We're obedient to our parents. First of all, we trust them. But first of all, we love them because our love comes first. Second of all, we trust them. And we believe what they say. So it's just like that because he is our father and we are his children. Now we're going to talk about Joshua and Rahab. And in this, you're going to see where obedience is blessed and how it worked in their favor. And anytime we obey God, favor is upon us. Favor is upon us. God's favor is upon us. Rahab was a harlot that lived in the city of Jericho. Jericho was the promised land that God had promised the Israelites. Jericho was the first place Israel was to conquer after they entered the promised land. It was part of their inheritance, which they was to take into their possession. Jericho was the first step of experiencing the fulfillment of the promise. Now, on Wednesday night, Pastor Bird spoke on the promises of God, and she expressed several times, "He who called us is faithful, reliable, and able." So why did Joshua have to conquer Jericho? Why can't we just be given the promises that God says is ours? Well, just like Joshua, we have to drive out the old inhabitants. But our old inhabitants is within ourselves. Our inhabitants are driven out by our choices of faith and obedience. Faith and trusting and believing in the word of God and keeping it. Now, there are things that God has promised us. either through his written word or through prophecy or just from reading the word, there are promises there. But, and we know that God is going to do these things, but there are some things that he needs to get rid of inside of us. We have some old inheritance that came on when we got saved that's in our flesh. Even some of us that's been saved for years, there are still some things there that we need to rid ourselves of. And sometimes they lay dormant until something comes along and trigger it. So the things that's in the flesh, the Bible said there's no good thing in the flesh. So even with Jericho, they had to go in, Joshua had to go in and clean the land out because the people there, they were enemies to the Israelites. They did not believe in the things of God. They was disobedient to everything that God said. Because when you entered the city, the first thing you saw was a, excuse the way I say this, was a whole house, the house of the prostitute. So we're going to get into that part too. But there are things inside of us that have to be driven out before we can come into the promises of God. Even though we believe in God and our faith is there, and because our faith is there, God is going to work those things out so he can bless us with those things that he's promised us. Okay. God's word and keeping it. We must be obedient, be faithful, and trusting and believing God's word and keeping it so we can properly learn and grow and be prepared to receive the fullness of what God had for us. Deuteronomy 5:33 said, walk in obedience and all that God has commanded so that you may live and prosper and prolong the days in the land that you possess. Trust, faith, obedience. All of God's promises are conditioned on following his instruction. Joshua sent two spies out to spy Jericho, and they came and they lodged at Rahab's house. Now, Rahab was a harlot. The king got word, and he sent the men out to find them. Well, in Jericho, Rahab was in business, and they accepted. So when the spies came in, it wasn't unusual for them to see men coming in and out of Rahab's house any time of the day or any time of the night. So the kinsmen went there to ask, had the spies been there? And she said, yeah, but I sent them on their way, and I don't know which way that they went. Rahab hid the spies that Joshua sent out, and she said to them after the men was gone that I know your God. She said, I heard about him. I heard how he divided the Red Sea, how he divided the sea, and the Israelites walked over on dry land. She said, I heard what he did to the other cities, how he totally and utterly destroyed the two kings. She said, I heard and I know that your God is the God of heaven and the God of earth. Rahab heard about the God of Israel. The word of God says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So what Rahab did, because she heard these things and she believed them, she said, there's fear in my city because of the things that we've heard. But she's the only one that grasps hold to it and says, this is God, God Almighty of heaven and earth. And their God is strong and mighty because look what their God did. So she shared them, but she said, but show me the same kindness that I'm showing you and let not when y'all come back, because we know y'all coming to destroy the city. We know y'all coming to destroy everything in this city and take it. Oh, we know that God has given this land to you. Spare my family and my household. And they said, yeah, but we want you to put a scarlet cord in your window. So when we come back, we'll know not to do anything to your house. And she did that. She let them out the window. And I'm saying all this to say that even Rahab the harlot, she had faith enough on what she heard to believe the God of Israel. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. When we hear God's word, and again, I said, whether we read in the Bible, whether it's being preached, or whether it's coming from one of his prophets, we need to grab hold of it with all we got and trust it and believe it and live by it because it is the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Bless you, Father. I had another one here, and I believe it was about David, but I think I got rid of that one. But anyway, I'm going to go on. We're going to talk about Noah. Noah lived where the world was just unruly. God had just had enough of it. He wanted to destroy the whole world, but he found favor in. Noah was the only one that he found favor in. And he decided, I'm going to destroy all of them. But he went to Noah and he told Noah, I want you to build me an ark. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. They hadn't seen any rain.
I don't even know whether they knew rain existed or not. So when Noah told them, God said, it's going to rain, they made mockery of Noah. Have you ever told anybody what God is going to do or shared what God is doing with you and folks didn't believe you? Or they were like, yeah, right. Can you imagine the humiliation that Noah felt? And now he's got to build this ark according to the measurement that God has given him. But Noah trusted and believed God, and he built the ark. I think within a 120-year span, I think it must have taken Noah maybe 40 years. I don't remember the record. But Noah built the ark because God said so when they hadn't seen any rain. He built that ark, and you know what? Only Noah and his family made it through that flood. Everything was destroyed. Every living thing was destroyed, trees, animals, and all the people. Because of Noah's faithfulness, because he believed God, he and his family was not destroyed. His children, their mates, and all the animals that God said put upon this ark, and God prepared for everything already. Can you imagine this? God make us a promise. Now, the promises to us is for us to receive it, but God has everything already in place. Everything. Everything. Nothing that we need, nothing that we desire is not already in place. God has it all. He created it all, and he created for our good pleasure. Now, disobedience separates us from God. It puts a distance between us and God. His love doesn't change, but our experience of him changes. Remember Samson? Samson and Adam. Adam walked in the garden every day with God. Their spirit walked together. They met him in the garden, one-on-one with God. Adam allowed his wife to give him fruit that God said, do not eat of. So when they ate the fruit, that was sin because they went against the will of God. It was disobedience. So when they heard him come through the garden, they ran and hid from him. You know that happens today, especially in the church. You have members in the church, and they talk to you, they call you on the phone, all is good, until they start doing something they have no business or going against the will of God, and they know it, and then they start pulling away from you. You can tell when it's happening. They start pulling away from you. You don't hear from them. When you talk to them, all is well, and that's it. And instead of looking to God and trying to get it right, they'll start pulling away from you. But God wants us even when we fall, because even with Rahab was saved, became part of the Israelites, married an Israelite. Boaz was her grandson, I believe, or was her son. I had it written down. But check this out. She's in the genealogy of Jesus. From a harlot and a liar to being kin to Jesus. But that's what obedience and faith will do. It'll bring you into the family of the Most High God. It will set you in high places. It will open doors for you that was ordinarily closed. God's favor rests upon us when we are obedient to his word. We can walk in divine health. We can speak those things that are not as they were and watch it materialize. Sign one of the miracles that come forth from our obedience and our faith and our trust in God. This is what the disciples did. They believed the word of God. They walked in the word of God. They lived the word of God, and God manifests himself through them. There's a scripture in John also said that if you love me, my Father love you. My Father love you, I love you, and I will manifest myself to you. I'm doing my range of it, but I think it's 14, John 14 and 23 or 33. I had it written down here. But so what are you saying? When we're obedient and we keep the commandments, that says we love God. Because he says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And as we love God, if God loves us and we love Jesus, Jesus said he'll manifest himself to us. And how does he manifest himself? How does his presence come about? What things does he do when the manifestation of his spirit comes? Arms grow back. Eyes are open. People walk. People are delivered. Shackles are loosened. Hearts are mend. Salvation comes, liberty comes, whatever the need is, it's there. Jesus was obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. He obeyed his Father from beginning to end, even when it was heavy, and he went into prayer, and it said the sweat fell like blood drops from his face. He said, Father, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, thy will be done. Not my will, but thine will. We must humble ourselves before God. We must come. So when our trials do come, and they're going to come, we won't have to panic. We can just be encouraged, and we're encouraged through God's word. God bless you. I'm done.
Is that not stopping on a dime? Praise God. Oh, Father, I didn't even get my last line written, but I praise God. This has been a powerful word even tonight. Bless the Lord. Again, glory to God. I'm not panicking, but all the word that was expressed. Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Where do I begin? Bless God. I thank God. Glory to God. It's all about the love, though, and all about the obedience and all about faith. Glory to God, even tonight, and talking about that sacrifice. But it's still about faith and not being moved, coming back to that steadfast obedience and the ability of God and trusting God and resting in Him. Praise God. You brought so many things out, glory to God, concerning for us to. I have to read something. Let me just change this page just for a minute. Pastor Betty, I thank God for you being before the Lord and hearing God, and so many scenarios and different things that you have said. Praise the Lord. Jesus, where do I begin? Even in the midst, glory to God, of all the things that go on in our lives, this is really all about keeping ourselves focusing on what God's word says in faith, and not to be moved, not to be fearful. Praise God, you bought in, glory to God, by the Abraham, how he heard the word that God has said about sacrificing the son and the son of promise, and he had to wait so long, 25 years, praise God, from the time, I believe, that it was spoken, but in the midst of it, finally getting this son, finally getting this child, and then even when they're going up the mountain and saying that God told them to go sacrifice, how you had the faith to say to these two young men, we're going up and we're coming back. And I always think about it, if he had to slice and dice, I know God going to raise him, believe that God going to raise him, if he got to that, to raise him back up, and how those young men asked and didn't fret either. That's some faith and love in the Father. I mean, his Father, too, he didn't even fret about where to sacrifice. And he said God will provide. And God blessed all the way up to him getting the knife in his hand, getting ready to commit the act of being obedient. Then the Lord said, glory to God, tell through the angel. That is so powerful. But and then just having that faith, and then the things that you even said concerning even Peter, at the boat and whatever like this, and saying, in that, nevertheless, praise God. But at first, you know, like you said, the excuses. And sometimes before, when God can give us something, we'd have seen all the miracles behind what God has done and walking with him and whatever. And then there'll be times he'll say something. Then we'll be like, yeah, but thank God for the quickening of the spirit to know, glory to God. Oh, nevertheless, God, your will being done. And I tell you, you have brought this to pass. And the obedience for him, how you said, how to bless the other ones. Glory out for the ship. Glory to God. Their boat about breaking, about the net's about to break. Then they call in some the other partners, and here theirs about to break. But then how the people, you said, being blessed, and how in our obedience, how God can bless, and how God blessed them to be even the first disciples. Glory to God. God going to test our faith and stuff like this. But and all that you just brought back about Noah, too, I tell you, I have really been blessed. And even, glory to God, that had to be a hard task, even with Noah. Even though he never heard of anybody, from what I read, that ever knew about any rain. That's why they ridiculed and mocked him, said and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, mm-hmm. he took the word of God, built that ark, and just him and his family. Sometimes you never know how the outcome's going to be, but we just got to trust God. We can't be waiting on mama, daddy, sister, brother, this, that, and the other. I got to get a word from this person, that person, whatever. You better hear God, because sometimes we might not have just that one time or that one chance. But I thank God how you even said through Rahab and the last part where they had Rahab, glory to God, a whore and a liar, and so forth, how God blessed and the favor that she did for the spies and favor that thing flipped and God blessed. And that only family still yet that was even being able to save out of Jericho walls coming down. And the Lord bless, and just like you said, being in the lineage of Jesus Christ. This has been powerful. I know I skipped all over the place, but I know, glory to God, I didn't want to take up too much time, but I thank God. I am so elated about what God is doing in this revival and what he has done through each one of these women each night. Praise God. Handpicked by God. So I bless the Lord for you all at this time. Praise God. If there is anyone that don't know Jesus and pardon their sins, or either they've been a backslider or they just need to rekindle the flame to be rekindled with that desire of the fire to burn some things out of you, but burn, glory to God, like that burning bush with Moses, that it continues to burn for the obedience to the Spirit of God. If there is anyone at this hour at Glory to God desiring, about knocking the system off, got too excited, touching the system. Oh, glory, don't let it knock off, Lord, please, God. But desiring prayer, we're praying, glory to God. We want to open the lines first, and even when it's time for remarks, not your remarks, but we got quite a few people on the line. Let's be considerate, at least about 2 minutes, maybe three, from any accolades. We want you to share, praise God, if God gives you anything to say to encourage the woman of God that you or either that you receive. Please, ma'am, please, sir, let it be 2 or 3 minutes. Let us respect that, praise God. We should do that all the time, whatever's been asked of us. Bless the Lord, because all of us can get full and excited about the things that was already said, but we bless God. So I've opened the lines. For anyone that desires, glory to God, prayer, I want you to speak up. The lines are open. Amen. And if not, then we're going to move right along. This train going to keep moving. We're going to move it right along, and then we'll take any remarks and prayer warriors that be on every Monday night. Give a consideration to some of the others that are guests that might want to say something first, please. And if not, then you can come on. The lines are open. Any prayer requests?
Yes. Can you pray for the Crockett family?
Okay, we will. Praise
Thank
God.
Thank you.
All right. Any other prayer requests? All right, then. We'll start with any remarks. And Pastor Betty will be the one last one after we finish all the remarks or anything. However, the Lord bless you tonight. Praise God. Then we will have her to speak last. Okay, open for remarks.
Whose family did she say pray for? Pastor, excuse me. Whose family did she say pray for?
Evangelist Crockett. Crockett family. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you want to go ahead, Pastor Betty, you can go ahead and pray for a sister that was under the request. And then we'll go ahead and take the remarks.
In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we come before you. You know the need of this family. You know what is, you know what is not. My prayer is that your perfect and direct will be done in the midst of it, Lord God. Whatever the situations are, you work it out for them, Lord God. I pray that they turn unto you, they look unto you, that they search your word, they pray together to bring this to naught, whatever it is, Father God. If they need salvation, then yes, Lord. If they need healing, then yes, Lord. If there's a financial situation, then yes, Lord. Sickness, whatever, Father God. We pray your perfect and direct will in it. And we pray that they trust you and they grow to know you and love you even the more so. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Bless God. Praise the Lord. Any remarks? All right, Pastor Bird, we're a little slow there because I'm going to keep the train moving. You have any remarks? And then we just keep it flowing from there. Mother Alexander.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Betty. Thank God for you today. You brought in a good one, and I thank God. Because really, as you said before, obedient will give you favor, favor, and favor. But disobedient, that you lost everything. So those two words are brilliant tonight. Thank God for your word. Thank God for being so good. Because I enjoy your work tonight. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, Mother. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Black.
Hello. God bless everybody. That was so awesome, Pastor Betty. I was a fire. All through the sermon, I was just on fire, and God was just showing me things. Number one, it was 120 years with Noah, and they never knew anything about rain. And then John 14 and 21, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, obey my commandments.
That's right.
And then he'll reveal the Father. And then it talks about Salmon and Rahab got married and had Boaz. David was the great-great-grandson of Salmon and Rahab. David was the great-grandson of Ruth and Boaz, because Ruth and Boaz had Obed. Obed had Jesse. Jesse had Amen. I just wanted to share that, but it was so awesome.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Fire. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, my spirit is over here just leaping. I don't know what all to say, but I just thank God for the word of God. I'm just like happy right now. I thank God for the word of God that you shared. I could feel the spirit of God, the fire of God in your belly, because God knows it hit mine. There are some things that all week that has been said, and some things that you directly touched on that I know that God has also given me. I even showed the kids. I'm like, she's right there. So I just thank you, praise God, for the pastor to my auntie, and I thank God for you sharing that word, and I thank God for my mother, Prophet Pastor B.J. Hubbard, for doing this revival at this time and allowing us who, you know, cannot go to church, will not go to church at this point, to let our hearts just be filled at this time to be able to come together and just hear the word of God for this time and that we're going through in this season. And I just give you all honor, glory, and praise, and all the prayer words. I love you. I'm excited. Thank you for this.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, I thank and praise God for the great word that you gave on tonight, Pastor Pooh. Pugh, I think I got that. Okay. I thank and praise God because that was a great word. I echo what Sister Alexander said about when you spoke about the importance of obedience. And obedience, I wrote down, when you obey God, you're saying you really trust God, praise God, and vice versa, praise God. And your faith, praise God, it shows that you have faith when you obey God, praise God. You've got to hear the word first, praise God. I thank you, praise God, for that, praise God. And I put a little note, side note, obedience will produce something. And listening to what you were saying, it will produce greater abundance in your life. And an example was that when Rahab, she heard, and I heard you put emphasis on the word heard, and I love that because she heard about God of Israel. And when she heard about that God, guess what? She believed what she heard. Glory be to God.
Amen.
If I can just get a few people to believe what they hear about the word of God, it will, and if they choose to obey God's words, praise God, it will produce a greater abundance in their life. It could be their family save, it could be God, a job, or whatever their needs would be met because we serve, hallelujah, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, praise God. So I love that, how you, when you mentioned about Rahab, how she heard, praise God, and I underlined that and underscored. That meant she believed what she heard. Some people hadn't read it. Some people may not be in your same ethnic background, but praise God, if you share the word and the anointing is on the inside of you, praise God, people will know. They'll look at you like, so you saying something now because God is saying something if you speak in the word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I love that. And you mentioned faith cometh. Hallelujah. See, she got faith. Rahab got her faith because she heard the word. And the scripture said faith cometh by what? Hearing. Hearing what? The word. That faith, praise God, to produce abundance in her life. And I put down one other thing I wanted to say, praise God. us be obedient to the 2 minutes. you get God's favor, praise God, when you obey God. Hallelujah. And I heard it's time, and I put a note, it's time to humble ourselves before the Lord. Everybody, the president, the vice president, the Senate, the Congress, everybody, especially those in positions of authority, and we all need God's help in this land today. And always praise God. But it's time to humble ourselves before the Lord, and it's time to hear the word, to eat it, to believe it, praise God. And my saying is to agree with what God says, hallelujah, and watch God. Watch God, watch God. Glory be to God. We appreciate that good word you gave, Pastor Pugh. Excellent job. God bless you. God bless the family of God.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Thank you so much for that word. I love it. I love it. I love it. I have two pages. I was just writing on pages and pages. I'm trying to see what I want to speak on in my couple of minutes. But I think the obedience brings favor. And I love the 3 points that you brought out about because of his obedience, so many people got fed. I never really thought about that before, but that is so awesome because of one person's obedience. Just think about all the people who got fed if he hadn't put him home and washed his net, put it away. But all the fishes that he hauled, so many people got fed. And the supernatural haul that he got. He got this big old gigantic that people were like, oh, my God, I've never seen this before. So it is, and then the 3 disciples, or the first 3, he being one of the first 3 disciples. Awesome words. Father God, I just thank you for my pastor. Just bless her. Pour back into her everything she pour out and just strengthen her and give her sweet sleep when she go to sleep. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
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 Pastor Hubbard? Pastor Hubbard?
This is Pastor Hubbard.
This is Evangelist Parker. How are you?
Fine, praise God.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to have the bread from heaven. This is truly, truly refreshing. It's a pure anointing. It's very, very refreshing for the soul. Some people miss the environment of not being able to go to church. So it's just the next best thing to being there. It is great. It is awesome. Thank you for allowing my auntie to listen in tonight, Auntie Willardine Augustus. I'm glad she was able to listen in tonight. We love you, Auntie. And we love you, Pastor, for all that you're doing for us as prayer warriors. We love you and we lift you up.
Praise the Lord. Auntie, do you want to say anything? Did you want to say anything? Okay, then. Praise God. We'll move forward. Yes. Someone was about to speak before I interrupted. Who was it? Go ahead.
I wanted to say a word or two. This is Pastor Sims. I showed up and enjoyed this word coming from Pastor Pugh. Pastor Pugh, you did that. And the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Mother.
I could feel the Holy Ghost rising up in, and it's so important, obedience. Jesus set the example for obedience for us, and you gave so many examples. We thank you so much, and we appreciate that mighty, powerful
God bless
word.
You, Mother. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise Nana.
All right, now that's the last one. You know, like just waiting on the phone, breathing. So if there's no more remarks, you will. Last round. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Yes.
Oh, this is Cassie. I just wanted to say I wanted to second what the other young lady was saying earlier about God giving you this vision this avenue for us to still feed on the Word of God. It's been a blessing for me all week.
Thank
I was
you.
Sharing with Pastor Betty earlier that, you know, with the things that I've been going through or things that God has been giving me myself in my personal time with Him, it's just been confirmation. And it's been refreshing. And I really, really appreciate your obedience to God, you know, in this season. And Pastor Pugh, your word again on point. Janet spoke a little minute ago and said everything that I was going to say about what stood out to me is I still appreciate you leaders, you're seasoned in the word, because you help us to see the word different. You help us to see things in a different light. And it did bless me to
yes.
hear those three things, those points that you made about Peter. I never saw it like that before, about everybody being blessed, the miracle, and then again the disciples that came forth. That's what this is all about, to get enlightenment, to get revelation of His word. So I really, really appreciate it, and I really appreciate this forum. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless you, Cassie.
Yeah.
Oh, Pastor Hubbard, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Okay, one thing, that song was really nice. One thing I heard was she was popping her fingers, so I know she was enjoying herself. But the thing is, when it came to Rahab, and the spies of the land said, listen, when we come in, make sure you put scarlet out. And to mm-hmm. me, God was showing me that was like a type of the blood of Jesus. And not
yeah.
only did she believe, but even in the midst of confusion, God will bring you out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the town died except the faithful, the one that received, the one that believed when she heard the word, Mother Willette. But the thing is, the death angel passed by in Egypt, but there was blood. There was red. There was blood on the doorpost. The same
mm-hmm.
thing happened in a different way, but it was the blood, you know, through
mm-hmm.
through that scarf, that scarlet. And God was showing
mm-hmm.
me that it was the blood all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The scarlet cord represented the blood as you look over, because
mm-hmm.
the death angel didn't come through. Well, it came through Joshua and his army,
mm-hmm.
but it was a sign. Just like with us, when God looks upon us, He looks for the blood.
Amen.
But now from heaven, He looks down. He looks for the blood, and being filled with His spirit to identify. But it was a foreshadow of things to come. I believe that also, brother. God bless you.
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
My God. Pastor Bird already left the line? I know she had to leave at 8, so she might be already left. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
We bless God that they have study tonight as well, but I know she stayed all the way up to the word. Pastor Burton, I don't know if she was on the line or not, but nevertheless, if no more remarks, we definitely going to praise God for what He's given us. Oh, God, I'm telling you, we got one more night. I'm telling you, we're just about to just explode even more in it. But He keep on giving us room for the next realm. The glory to God. Praise God for that, and how powerful the anointing has been flowing and all the accolades, because they're true to what God has blessed and what He's delivered unto us. But what we got to do now is hold fast to faith, hold fast to that God set us in, and not allow the enemy to come in and steal it, Lord, because of the cares of this life and the things we're going through now. We got to get fortified like never before, like that tree by the rivers of water, glory to God. Oh, God, I bless God. So I'm not going to take it any further, but allow Pastor Betty to have the next remark. And then after that, bless the Lord, we're going to depart from the line, but not from the presence of the Lord. Praise God, with anticipation of none other than our sister coming tomorrow, Prophetess Anoon, bless God, out of not Tulsa anymore, BJ, out of Arkansas, Bennettville, praise the Lord, a beautiful little lady that's growing in the Lord, that's an anointed and prophetic anointed that's in her life, but however God used her in the word. I know this young lady for 47 years now, I believe.
Praise the Lord. But bless the Lord for none other than my daughter will be coming in tomorrow. Thank God for my cousin tonight. Bless the Lord for the word of God and even for the women that have already spoken this week, the mothers and the Lord, is the apostles, and praise God, women that glory to God, they were picked by the Lord, not because we know them and not because they're family, not because glory to God, they're friends, or not because of the time we spent together. It's because God said it. It was proven each night. So I bless God for it. At this time, I want to receive again none other than our speaker of the night that broke the bread of life, Pastor Betty Till.
Bless the Lord. I thank you all for the comments you made. I thank God for y'all hearing the word, and I thank God for this opportunity to do so. I was looking at my sheet, and I wrote this little note. I said, through the trials of our faith, if we just trust God and be obedient to his will, we won't have to panic. We'll be already encouraged from what we believe of him. So at this point, I'm going to ask that God watch between each of us. I pray that his perfect and direct will be done in our lives. I pray that he keep us covered under the blood. I pray that we are always open to his voice, that we hear his will and his directions. And I pray soon and very soon that more and more souls will come in, because he is truly soon to come. I thank you again, Minister BJ, for this opportunity, because as the sister said, this is good, because we can't come together and we're not to forsake ourselves. We're not supposed to forsake the coming together of us as believers, because we gain strength one from the other, and we're still uplifting the Lord Jesus, and we're encouraging one another. So I thank God for you. I pray that he continue to watch over us and keep us in all of our ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Tune in again. Glory to God. And thank God for that powerful prayer and the wisdom spoken over our lives. We receive it in Jesus' name. And prepare ourselves for hearing Prophet Noon over to our last night of this particular revival. God has spoken before this one happened, and in between there will be another one, but I have to hear God when he say that time is. And praise God, we didn't hear a word through the revival. We just bashed in the anointing of what he has said through this week, but I will inform you whenever I hear, and so we can make sure we're in tune. Because we're not playing copycat off of nothing. We have to be under the anointing, because it's only the anointing that destroys the yoke. And when we're in the perfect will of the Lord, even by that obedience we've been hearing, that makes all the difference. And that's when the blessings can flow. I thank God again for every one of the sacrifices to be over to God in place to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to them to feed us. So none other than glory to God. Without further ado, I should say, I'm just looking forward to the Lord blessing this young lady, to what God has placed in her spirit for us, the glory to God, to hear from Prophet Alicia Noon, if you rather prefer Minister Noon, but you can't run away from your title. So that's just what God, we're not caught up on the title. Glory to God, we're just giving respect to each one and each one through the night. These are humble people, glory to God, that God has blessed. So I thank all of you for coming on and hearing the Spirit of the Lord, because truly I've been blessed. I've been sitting back feasting on what God has given everybody. So we're going to say without further ado, pray God's blessings upon you, angels be encamped, so you continue to be strengthened and encouraged, and that this has been building blocks in you. Glory to God for the stretch you. Glory to God as we expand the kingdom of God. Glory to God by being obedient to what he's saying as he's expanding us in the name of Jesus. So be encouraged. Have a blessed one. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that come against your lives, this ministry, glory to God, your families, or whatever that God has endeavored you to do. That God bless, and I pray most of all, faith and obedience to that he says. As we get in that word, and let that word work some things out of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Love you all. We're going to thank you long.
Have
a marvelous night. Look forward to you. 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen. Shalom. Love you.
Love you. Love you too. Love you too. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this role. Can vessel. As we lift our hands and we lift our hearts, as we offer up these praise unto your name. Welcome. Be blessed. Praise the Lord. Leave yourself open to let him fill you up. Glory to God. and be like that song says, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shalom. Shalom, shalom.